From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Wilson Sayre. Today marks the 70th anniversary of D-Day. It was the invasion of Normandy by American, British, and Canadian troops who landed on its beaches in 1944. It was the beginning of the end of World War II. But before it all happened that day, these troops were on the beaches of South Florida. WLRN's Julia Duba takes us back to a time when Florida was America's training ground.
If you were walking around Miami in 1944, you wouldn't see so many people in bathing suits and sunglasses. You'd see military uniforms. In the sky were big green military planes. Look toward the beaches and you'd see soldiers doing jumping jacks on the sand. And the reason they were here is a story we know well.
The weather was so good that it was full of training bases. Army, Navy, Marine.
William Hopwood was a naval communications officer in South Florida during World War II.
You didn't have to quit in the middle of the winter because of snow, ice.
Before Florida was prime real estate for waterfront mansions and tourism, it was the perfect place to train soldiers because they could train year-round. Anthony Atwood is a retired naval officer, born and raised in Miami, who studied local military history. He says you can do any kind of naval training in Florida.
You're never far from water. The furthest that you are from water in the peninsula is 150 miles maximum.
Which also meant it was a good place to build ships and train soldiers to operate submarines. That training happened where Bayside Marketplace is today, in downtown Miami. A lot of people don't know that German submarines made it pretty close to U.S. shores and sunk ships off the coast of Florida. Hopwood remembers Nazi submarines sinking a Mexican ship right off Miami Beach.
There was only one ship that was sunk right off Miami Beach that could be seen from the shore, and it was on fire. It was hit by a torpedo.
Because of that, it was lights out at night, so the city would stay hidden. Downtown Miami was under naval control. Cadets would march up and down Biscayne Boulevard. The Venetian pool in Coral Gables was where soldiers learned how to swim. There was a blimp base where Zoo Miami is now. Gas and food were rationed. There were 25 prisoner of war camps throughout Florida. And Atwood, the historian, says the Germans were generally okay with living and working here, compared to where they came from.
Given that it was a harsher world, harder world in many respects, many were very happy to be in Florida of all places.
And after the war, many of the soldiers from both sides came back to Florida.
We loved the climate and we wanted to come back, you know. So after the war, Florida began to fill up with people that had been stationed here.
Miami Beach, magic name of a miracle city, evolved almost overnight from the tropical jungle of a mangrove swamp. 7 miles of silky sand.
Soldiers came back and built houses, enrolled in the University of Miami, and welcomed more winter tourists than ever before. And that's how Florida went from being America's training ground to America's playground. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
Anthony Atwood is leading an effort to build a military museum in Miami. To see pictures of Miami during World War II, you can visit our website at WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.